Now, I've gotten some messages from some viewers, DMs, emails, what have you. And a lot of them are about guys who have broken up with the mother of their children. Either it's an ex-wife or an ex-girlfriend, what have you. And the problem that they face is that a lot of times they don't know how to handle the kid insofar as the breakup of the relationship is concerned. And the problem that they face a lot of times is that the mother badmouths them to the kids, and the kids don't know what to do. And that's a tough problem. It's a really fucking tough problem. And I answered a lot of these messages, these queries, and I figured I'd do a video about it. I myself have never been divorced, but my parents did get divorced, right? And it was a very ugly divorce, okay? And I'm not gonna get into it. But it taught me a lot of fucking lessons. Not only did my parents get divorced, but the fact of the matter is, most of my classmates' parents got divorced. Okay? And so, I mean, shit, when I was in middle school, I remember that pretty much a week didn't go by when we didn't hear that this kid's parents or that kid's parents didn't split up. Yeah. So I have quite a bit of experience as an observer, as a kid in the situation. And well, these are my thoughts. If you're the father, right, and presumably your kid is likely living with your ex-wife, and your ex-wife is talking shit about you, let's take that as the baseline, okay? The baseline situation, because it's so common. The divorce laws today are incredibly unfair. They prioritize the woman, but we're not going to complain about that. We're just going to be looking at this baseline scenario. An ex-wife, a kid, and let's assume that the kid is, single digits, under the age of 10. Okay? Okay. So, the mother is going to badmouth you and say all kinds of nasty shit about you in front of the kid. And of course, this is going to hurt the kid's feelings. Okay? Now, the thing that you want to avoid is doing the same as what your ex-wife is doing. Never badmouth the ex. Never. See, because you have to understand the position that the kid is in. Okay? The kid, the child, the 5, 7, 9-year-old child, is completely dependent on his mother, his or her mother. The child is completely dependent on the mother, and so he doesn't want to hear bad things about her, because he's going to naturally defend her. It's perfectly normal. The woman can be awful. I mean, she could be just the female equivalent of a Tilda the Hun, for crying out loud. But the kid is always going to defend her because she's his mother. Simple as that. So you don't badmouth the ex. No, you do something smart. You start showing the mother through your eyes. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, it's very simple. You see, you start asking the kid if certain behaviors that the mother is doing are normal in the eyes of the kid. Huh? The mother has some ridiculous condition for you to visit with the kid, right? Well, it doesn't really matter what it is. But you start asking the kid when you have a moment of privacy with you and the kid, and you're asking me, do you think that this is okay or this is normal? And you don't push the kid into thinking a certain way about the situation. Rather, you draw out the response from the kid. You try to help the kid to see the reality from your point of view. You don't say, oh, this fucking bitch and blah, blah, blah. No, that's gonna hurt your cause, right? No, hearts and minds. Hearts and minds. You want to have the kid see reality from your point of view and agree with you by way of empathy, not of argumentation. Not arguing and saying, oh, this woman is an awful woman for this, that, and the other reason. That's not gonna work with the kid. You gotta put the kid in your shoes. Make the kid see how unfair the situation is. That is how you start to get the kid on your side, but without antagonizing the kid, without shitting on the mother. Because you never shit on the mother. Because it doesn't work. Because the kid loves his mother. So you get the kid to see reality from your point of view. You get the kid to say, yes, this is unfair. That's how you win. You start to do that. Now, when the mother starts saying awful things about you to the kid, and you know, you're going to know this, and the kid is going to be very reticent about it, what do you do then? You laugh about it. Yeah. You say to the kid, okay, what's mommy saying now about daddy? That I eat babies, for breakfast or something like that? I mean, make a joke of it. Make a joke and have the kid laughing as the kid confesses the awful things that the mother is saying about the father. Because keep in mind something. When a mother says nasty things about the father, it's going to bother the kid very, very much. It's going to bother the kid, and he's not going to know what to do with these emotions, right? And since the mother is going to be shit-talking you, all kinds of shit-talk about you, and the kid is going to have all this, resentment, but he can't take it out on the mother because he depends on the mother. We are hardwired to love our mothers because we depend on them when we're infants, right? And this goes on through our lives. And so when the mother shit-talks the father, the kid is not going to know what to do, and he'll just only be able to agree with the mother at that moment, even though it does bother him, right? So when you talk to the kid, what you do is you make a joke of it. You make a joke of it, of how, the mother is saying all kinds of nasty shit about you, and tell the kid, hey, Timmy or whatever. Hey, Timmy, what did mommy say now about me? That I'm really bad, or that I do this or do that. Say the things that you figure that the ex-wife is actually saying about you, okay? So that the kid knows that you already know. Because, your ex, and you know the shit that she's going to talk about you. So put it out on the table. Have the kid agree with you. Because you know what's going to happen? What's going to happen is that the kid is going to laugh with you and start to look at his mother with contempt. Yeah. Because, see, he will be bothered by the fact that his mother is shit-talking his father. And if you make a joke of it, allow him to bring it out into the open, bring out the nasty shit that she's saying about you, and you laugh at it, even if it's very hurtful to you, by the way, even if it's very hurtful, you gotta laugh at it. You laugh at it and you invite the kid to laugh along with you. You know what's gonna happen? You're gonna find yourselves, you and your kid, laughing at the ex. And what's gonna happen is that the kid is gonna start looking and thinking less of his mother, and discounting what she says about you. And that is exactly what you want. You want the kid to start discounting the shit that the mother is saying about you. You want the kid to begin to ignore that shit talk. And kids are kids, right? And so what's gonna happen is that as the kid learns to ignore the shit talk that his mother is flinging your way when you're not around, of course, right? She's going to see that, and it's going to bother her. And she's going to start fighting with the kid. Who's that going to hurt? And who's that going to help? Obviously, it's going to hurt her and help you. Because if the kid starts blowing off your ex, who's saying all kinds of shit about you, right? She's going to get pissed off. She's going to start fighting with the kid. The kid is going to start thinking less and less of his mother, and fighting back, of course, and the kid is going to start going to you as a refuge from this fucking nightmare, right? And soon enough, the kid is going to be on your side, which is what you want, right? Now, all of the shit that I'm saying, of course, presupposes that this, this split is a fucking disaster. But the fact of the matter is most splits, most divorces are fucking disasters for the kids, okay? I mean, there are very, very few parents who, when they split up, are smart enough and have the foresight to say, okay, we're going to divorce, but let's, be on the same page insofar as the kids are concerned. We never shit talk one another when the kid is around. And we always treat each other with respect, even when we're not around in front of the kid, so that the kid grows up with a respectful attitude towards both parents. It is the rare couple that is mature enough, smart enough, and with enough foresight to do that, which is the healthy thing, frankly. No, they don't do that. What they do is that they split up, and, you know, especially single mothers with a kid, the kid is a lot of times their only company, and the woman needs to let off steam because of the divorce, because every divorce, no matter how amicable, there's always some friction, there's always some pissed offness, and a woman, how does she release this frustration? She talks about it, she complains, she shit talks the ex, you, in front of the kid. And this causes resentment. Now, your job is, of course, to turn that resentment, which, because the kid is listening to the mother, the kid is going to be thinking that you're to blame. But what you have to do is flip it around. That's what I've been talking about in this video so far. It's how you flip around that resentment and get it to aim back at your ex. Because, see, there's a key issue insofar as a child is concerned. A child is always going to be wondering, why is it that my happy family is gone? It's an ache that, you know, every child of divorce has. He's always going to be thinking, how come we were happy? Okay, there were problems, but we were basically happy. How come that's gone? Who's to blame? There has to be somebody to blame. Okay? The kid will always want to find somebody to blame. And initially, because of the shit talk from the ex-wife, the kid is going to think that you're to blame. But if you turn it around, have the kid see things from your point of view, laugh about how she shit talks you, get him on your side, then that desire for blame, that resentment, well, it'll be off of you and onto the ex-wife. It's an ugly situation. I mean, every divorce is horrible. Every single divorce. And it's so destructive to everybody involved. And I, for the life of me, I still do not understand why our society, our culture, thinks that it's such a great idea for people to get divorced. It's bad for both parents economically. It's bad for the state economically. A lot of times the state has to bail out the single mother. It's bad for the kids psychologically. It's bad all around. Anywhere you look at it, it is better to be in a bad marriage that is intact than to get divorced. The trauma is worse. A bad marriage, you know, it's an unhappy marriage, sure. But a divorce is much, much worse. It creates so much more damage. And it's damage that can never be repaired. Yeah? And the kids of divorce compared to the kids in an unhappy family, the fact of the matter is, I knew a lot of guys growing up whose parents fucking hated each other, but they stuck together. And the kids, even now, they're like, oh yeah, it's sort of surprising that they didn't get divorced, but you know, there were a lot of good times. There are a lot of good times. And they have more fond memories that they had an actual family, as opposed to the children of divorce who didn't, yeah? But be that as it may, as a man in a divorce, right, insofar as the emotional part of divorce, just like on the financial side of things and the legal side of things, that you're on the back foot, same thing. And for the same reasons. See, because the kid is living with his mother. The kid is living with his mother, and so she has more time to convince the kid of her point of view. Your job is to get the kid to see reality from your point of view. And that's the thing that you have to do. That's your task. And is it unfair? Yes, of course it's unfair. The divorce laws are unfair in the Western democracies. They are horribly out of date. They always presuppose that the mother is some sort of fucking saint and the father is some evil bastard, which is just not true. But okay, you know, that's life. You know, life sucks, get a helmet. You know what I mean? You just gotta deal with the cards that you got. And this is what you do. You never, ever, ever, ever shit talk the mother. Never. Because it'll only hurt you, and by hurting you, you will lose the game, and ultimately, what you want is to win.